examples. These are the stuff in this universe. But love, love is a meaning in the human being. Yes.
They liken anguish to thorns. It is not that, but they do so as a means of arousing attention. When they called a hard heart stony, that was inappropriate. They made it serve as a similitude.
I don't know if in English language you would do that, but in Persian language, yes, it's very used that he has a heart stone. And say, okay, when I say his heart is a stone, I don't mean really it is a stone. This is comparing to explain something. So whatever I'm talking about, the love, remember, I'm not showing it to you. I'm explaining the subject around it to give you an illusion. Yes.
The archetype of that is inconceivable. Put the blame on thy conceptual faculty and do not regard it as negated.
Ah, so we are going to talk about it a lot because this book is about love, okay? It says love doesn't come in imagination or it doesn't come visible. Yes, whatever example I bring has some weakness. Do not think that this weakness belongs to that love. It belongs to this language we have, because there are stuff that we cannot explain except giving you the examples. Yaru, the fellow is stone-hearted. I explained something, right? Take it that way. Yes.
Al-Sheikh, in obedience to the intimation from the unseen, went with his basket 4 times in 1 day to the house of a certain emir for the purpose of begging, and how the emir rebuked him for his impudence, and how he excused himself to the emir.
Aha. Okay, we're talking about this sheikh. Who is this sheikh? This sheikh is an example of a fellow in love. Right? And we want to show it to you. We started at the beginning. He was the best guy, right? The rich guy and the woo. A sound came down and told him that be a beggar. Period. Suddenly he became a beggar. He goes around and begs. And you will see that everyone will say, come on, I give you everything, this is the key. He said, no, please, give me something. And he will take it and he will give it to the poor people. Why? Because this is the first step of love. That you become a beggar. You understand that you are nobody. Who are you? This is the trick, remember? We are talking about Ayaz. This is the story of Ayaz and the king, okay? Ayaz is the name of that guy. What is the main point about Ayaz that we learned? Ayaz has a very special place to keep that nonsense that he started with, to go there and remember that he is no one. He wants to remember that I was nobody. Me? I forgot it. Yes. When I got my master, I forgot that I was nobody. I have to remember that I started with nobody. Why? Then I appreciate what the culture has given me. Then I understand that my personality is given to me. How many teachers and masters worked hard, tried their best to change me. That is the trick. And nobody pays attention to that. Yeah, I have my master, I have my PhD, I have this, I have that. I got it. It's given to me. This is the first stuff that I should remember. Here, The guy is going around and begging. Why? Aha, that's the opposite game I was talking about. Do you remember the opposite game of the horseshoe? Come on, give me a break. Aha. We talked about it. Horseshoe is something like this, right? So, one of the easiest way to know who is going where is looking at there, right? Because this horseshoe will show it to you. Okay? I'm the tricky fellow. I turn around these horseshoes of my horse. Then I run this way, and you think I went that way. Nobody could follow me. This is the trick in the time of room. Okay? So, here, he will say, it's like that. It looks opposite. And he doesn't say, it is an opposite. He said, hey boy, it is an opposite stuff. Means pay attention. Love is like this. First, it looks like that. This good guy, now he's poor. No, he's not poor. He's begging. But not for himself. He's begging because he must do that. Yes.
One day the sheikh went four times to the palace of an emir in order to beg like a dervish. A basket in his hand, crying, something for God's sake. The creator of the soul is seeking a piece of bread. 'Tis preposterous, O son. It makes even universal reason giddy-headed. When the emir saw him, he said to him, O impudent man, I will tell you something. Do not fasten on me the name of niggard. What callousness and effrontery and behavior is this, that you come in four times in one day? Who here is attached to you, Sheikh? Never have I seen a sturdy beggar like you. You have brought beggars into contempt and disgrace. What abominable importunity, worthy of Abbas, is this that you have shown?
Okay, Abbas, you know what is the name. This is the name of a very famous beggar in that time. So the king will say, you are even worse than the worst beggar that we have. Why? This is the point, that when he fell in love and he's doing this first step, look around it. The Amir, who is at the top and is supposed to know all of this, doesn't get it. And he will look at him and say, you are the worst beggar I have seen, and this is nonsense to me. Yes.
Abbas of the Hanif Khan is your groom. May no free thinker have such an ill-starred soul. He replied, O Emir, I am devoted to the command. Be silent. Thou art not acquainted with my fire. Do not boil so much.
No, the translation is wrong. What did he say? He said, O Emir, okay, I'm devoted to the divine command in silence, not be silent. Because this is the Persian language, you could translate them both. But here, it is obvious that I'm not going to explain it to you. It's in silence I'm doing this. Yes.
Had I found in myself any greed for bread, I would have ripped my bread-craving belly. During 7 years, by the ardor of love that cooks the body, I have eaten vine leaves in the wilderness, so that from my eating withered and fresh leaves, this bodily color of mine has turned green. So long as thou art in the vale as the father of mankind, do not look slightingly on the lovers.
Okay, this is the advice of Rumi to you. As long as you are a normal human being, here was Abul Bashar, means the first one. That human that he created, which is the father of the humanity. If you're that, zip it. Because this is something that you don't get it. So don't look down to the lovers. Yeah, I started with what? Lover is crazy. He said, no. It's another kind of crazy. Don't look at it down because you don't get it. Yes.
The acute men who have split hairs and with their soul have apprehended the science of astronomy and the sciences of sorcery and magic and philosophy. And though they do not know with real knowledge...
That is the point. There is science, there is this knowledge. The people who are master of that science and they know everything from up to down to all, even the magic and philosophy and all that stuff, they don't understand this, because this is different. This is not something that you could understand with your brain. This is something that you should feel. That's it. Yes.
Though they do not know with real knowledge, yet have endeavored as far as they possibly can, and have surpassed all their rivals. Love was jealous and withdrew from them. Such a son became invisible to them.
The problem of translation here, impossible to really translate. Because the word that here is Rumi using is ghairat. And it's translated jealousy, which is not jealousy. It could be translated so many different ways in Arab language, Oscar, because it is ghair, means other. And here, it means the other, because before he said, the only thing I could tell you about Hab is other. You cannot compare it with anything else. Means unique. Here, he means that unique. Yes.
How does such a sun withdraw its face from the light of an eye that observes a star in the daytime? Abandon this. Hark, accept my counsel. Regard the lovers with the eye of love.
Yeah. Rumi would say, listen, forget about what I'm talking about. Let me give you an advice. Look at the lovers from the point of view of love. That's simple. Don't look at them from the point of view of logic or philosophy or this and that. Look at them from point of view of love. That's the only way to look at the lover. Yes.
Time is precious and their souls are on the watch. At that moment, they cannot excuse themselves to leave. Apprehend. Do not be dependent on their words. Do not wound the breasts of the lovers.
Wound the breast means what? In Rumi's time, in Persian language, that means hurting the soul of someone. And here he will say, don't hurt the soul. Don't try to think logical about love. Understand that it's beyond logic. Yes.
Hast not thou formed a bad opinion of this enthusiasm? Do not abandon prudence. Always act with caution. It is either necessary or allowable or absurd. Take this middle course in prudence, O interferer.
Means what? Means that in the philosophy and in the religious stuff, we are talking about that something you have to do, something you could do, something, yeah, okay, or you better not. You don't go these extremes. Be in the middle, because you don't really get it. You cannot measure it. Yes.